this is pretty cool because they had a whole list of their burial services, and this really ties in with the whole memory and memorial. Memorial service for a deceased member, a comrade of the Grand Army of the Republic, the unknown dead, and the sailor soldier dead. And this is something that they did here in Geneva and actually was a little bit of a turf war in 1955. So it reads, the Corps, with comrades of posts, sons of veterans, daughters of veterans, school children, and other invited guests, will assemble at the appointed place near the water's edge. If there be a bridge, wharf, or boat that can be used, it is preferred rather than standing on the shore. So this was memorial service for sailors and Marines who had died in combat, and it goes through the whole ritual and liturgy with the president and the chaplain and everything. And I think at some point someone would even go out in a boat and drop a wreath on Seneca Lake. So I came across a letter from 1955. This was towards the end of their run, and it was a letter to the Central Council of Geneva Veterans. And apparently there had been some misunderstanding with another group pertaining to the Lakeside Memorial Service. And I read, we did not say they could not hold a memorial service. We said they could not use our service because that is in our rituals and we're the only ones who can use it. As long as theirs is a relief corps auxiliary to the Grand Army of the Republic, no other organization can take over their service or any phrase from our ritual, which was used on the program.